I'm Walter Parker, and it is now my pleasure to welcome to VPR's studios past and current directors of the Vermont Youth Orchestra Association. Past, Troy Peters, and current, Jeffrey DeMoto. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Walter. How are you?
Glad to have you here. I know you're both very busy because this is a busy weekend. First of all, let's catch up with you, Troy. When did you leave the Vermont Youth Orchestra?
It's hard for me to believe, but it's been 5 years. In 2009, I went off to Texas.
And what are you doing in Texas?
Well, I live in San Antonio with my wife and two children, and I am the music director of YOSA, which is the Youth Orchestras of San Antonio. And I also conduct an orchestra at Texas State University.
And that sounds like that will keep you pretty busy.
I'm kind of notorious for saying yes to too many things, and I'm still doing that. Yep.
Well, conductors need to be in front of an orchestra.
Absolutely.
Do you have any time to compose?
I do, a little bit here and there. I just wrote a piece that was commissioned by the Curtis Institute of Music for violin and guitar that I'm very excited about. And I'm working on a bass trombone concerto for the principal bass trombone of the San Antonio Symphony.
Terrific. And you're pretty happy living in San Antone, in the shadow of the Alamo?
Well, I sure as heck miss Vermont a lot. And the last couple of days, that's been coming home for me in a big way. But at the same time, yeah, we're having a great time in San Antonio. A lot of musical opportunities, and it's a very livable, pleasant city. I think in a lot of ways what I love is it looks like the future of America. There's a very diverse population and a very young population, a lot of Hispanic culture, which is a really exciting, vibrant community.
And is there a lot of interest in the youth orchestra activities?
There is. We're very fortunate that we have a lot of support in the community. We have a large group of students. We work with about 1,500 students around the city. And so it's a really exciting place to be.
Well, you're back not only to enhance the ambiance for this 50th anniversary weekend, you're actually going to be put to work.
I am. I've been invited to conduct an orchestra of alumni on Sunday's concert at the Flynn, and it's such a thrill for me. I mean, I was honored. I spent 14 years here, and so to have the chance to come back and play a role in this celebration is just very meaningful for me. And I'll get to conduct this orchestra that includes musicians from all throughout that span of 50 years, but some of them are musicians I worked with when they were students. And it's a very fine orchestra of alumni.
Will any of the current students be involved in that, or are they all concentrating on the Tim Wu's and the Beethoven?
I think they're mainly tied up with the other stuff. We have a few current students who are filling out some sections where we needed a couple of extra trumpets and things like that. But mostly it'll be just the alumni with me, and then the current students will play Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, this new work by Tim Wu's, and Shostakovich, too.
Yeah, festive overture.
Now, that's the Sunday afternoon concert at 3 at the Flynn Center in Burlington, the gala 50th anniversary concert. But there's also a commemorative concert this evening. Jeffrey DeMoto, why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, we were going back through the archives, and actually one of the great things about this anniversary year is we actually have managed to get a rather organized archive of the documents of the orchestra. But 50 years ago, April 19th, 1964, there was a first concert by the VYO at Hunt Middle School. So as we were looking at this year, I thought it would be really a wonderful thing to go back to Hunt and recreate that first concert. And in this case, we're giving the opportunity to our three younger orchestras, the Vermont Youth Strings, Vermont Youth Sinfonia, and Vermont Youth Philharmonia. So they're each going to play a piece from that repertoire. They'll also play one piece that they played this year on their concerts. And then we'll do the last two pieces. There's a Bach fugue for organ that was arranged for orchestra. And inevitable Brahms Hungarian Dance Number 5. And those will both be done with blended orchestras involving all the players.
Because that's an important point to make here is that we speak about the Vermont Youth Orchestra, and that is the senior body of musicians, the high school age generally musicians, as I understand it, and they will be featured on Sunday. That's the Vermont Youth Orchestra per se, but the Youth Orchestra Association has a whole range of orchestras and ensembles to give kids of all ages a chance to play.
Yes, that's one of the exciting things about this organization. That sort of spectrum is really that's really kind of a big city music ed or a youth orchestra type of situation. So to have that here in Vermont is remarkable. And, of course, Troy had a great deal to do with building the organization out to that. So we do offer opportunities for students as young as second grade up through seniors in high school.
And people can get all the details of this weekend's events and the association itself at vyo.org, a very simple website, vyo.org. Well, let's hear a little bit of music from the Vermont Youth Orchestra. This is from last fall's concert, led by you, Jeffrey DeMoto. We're going to hear some of the Merry Wives of Windsor overture of Otto Nicolai. The Merry Wives of Windsor Overture of Otto Nicolai, as performed by the Vermont Youth Orchestra at their fall 2013 concert at the Flynn Center in Burlington, under the direction of one of my guests during this hour, Jeffrey DeMoto. I'm Walter Parker, and we're also joined by past director of the Vermont Youth Orchestra, Troy Peters, as we anticipate this weekend's 50th anniversary celebration of the VYO and the whole association. Beginning with a commemorative concert tonight at 7 at Lyman C. Hunt Middle School, which was the site of the very first concert in 1964, and then the gala concert on Sunday afternoon that will include Beethoven's Ninth Symphony and much more. Troy Peters leading an orchestra of alumni, and that will be in Finlandia, won't it?
Yes, sir.
And did you just tell me that that was on your first program with the VYO?
It was. In October of 1995, I conducted my first concert with the Vermont Youth Orchestra and Finlandia, Haydn 104, maybe the Gordon Jacob Bassoon Concerto. It was a little bit of an odd assemblage, a grab bag.
And the Beethoven Ninth will be conducted by you, Jeffrey DeMoto, presumably. That's the entire Beethoven Ninth?
It is indeed. That's all 65-some minutes of it.
Now, you're going to be joined by a few extra musicians for that, are you?
Well, I want to highlight that the core of the choral component is actually a chorus in our organization, the BYO Chorus, which is a high school-age group led by Dr. Jeffrey Bittner, who we share with Middlebury College. And it's been an amazing part of my time here to really integrate the chorus and orchestras much more. So the chorus will perform with the orchestras at least twice a year. So that's an outstanding experience we can offer them that they can't get anywhere else.
And also in the program will be a new piece getting its world premiere by an alumnus of the VYO, Tim Woos, who played several instruments in the orchestra, didn't he?
He started on the flute and then after a couple of years on the flute, he was also dabbling on the bassoon, and we needed bassoons more than we needed flutes. And so I twisted it out his arm and moved him to the bassoon section. And then he graduated in 2010, a year after I left.
And now, is he still doing some work for the VYO?
Well, he's been actually, in addition to writing this piece, he's actually served as a bit of a musical assistant for me this year, which has been a tremendous help with conducting two of the orchestras and running recruiting efforts and curriculum development, all those sorts of things. It's great to have an extra pair of hands and ears.
Now, what's his piece like? It's for chorus and orchestra.
It is, and it's made of six short movements, and the text is actually based around interviews of alumni of the orchestra. And Tim is eclectic, to say the least, in his approach to music. So he uses some electronics, but there's a lot of also very more traditional orchestra writing, very well orchestrated piece. And orchestra was able to get it in hand pretty quickly. So,
what's it called?
It's called. Oh my gosh, I just spaced that out.
Well, we'll give you a few minutes to come up with the name. And while I ask, Troy Peters saw a number of major milestones in the history of the Vermont Youth Orchestra Association. You took it on a couple of major tours, including one to China.
Yes, the orchestra had toured once, I think in the early 90s, to Russia, and then there was a long period where we didn't travel. In 2004, we, after working with Trey Anastasio from Phish a couple of times, we put together a program of all new music by Vermont composers, went to Carnegie Hall, and then that kicked off an effort to start touring internationally. And so in 2007, we went to China for a wonderful tour of 2 weeks there. 2009, we went to Quebec and on to France, celebrating the 300th anniversary of Samuel de Champlain stumbling upon Lake Champlain and naming it. And I'm very happy that that tradition has continued and that the orchestra has toured off and on over the last several years since then.
Well, you mentioned the Carnegie Hall concert. We're going to hear something from that here in just a moment, actually by you. A piece that you wrote called Between Hills Briefly Green, inspired by Vermont summers. And now, did you write this for the VYO or for the VSO?
I actually originally wrote this for the Vermont Symphony Orchestra for their Made in Vermont tour that they do every year. And then a few years later, I expanded it for a larger orchestra, and the youth orchestra took it to Carnegie Hall.
Well, let's hear that then. This is from the date of that Carnegie Hall concert was September 14th, 2004. All Vermont composers performed by the Vermont Youth Orchestra at Carnegie Hall under the direction of Troy Peters. And we're going to hear Between Hills Briefly Green by Troy Peters. The Vermont Youth Orchestra at Carnegie Hall in September of 2004, under the direction of Troy Peters, performing Troy Peters' own composition, Between Hills Briefly Green, about how Vermonters are so enthusiastic about the summer when it finally arrives. As I recall, your explanation of that piece, is that something like that, Troy?
Yeah, absolutely. Moving here from somewhere else, I was very struck. Coming from Philadelphia, I was very struck at how when things warm up, everybody just gets crazy. And, you know, the Church Street vibe and the energy of everybody just getting out and living life to its fullest for those 90 days of frost-free weather.
Yes. At any rate, a wonderful piece. And you actually wrote it for the Vermont Symphony Orchestra, as you said. But you're going to bring your youth orchestra here, and they're going to play it sometime in the future?
That's right. On June 22nd, we will be finishing up a tour of Quebec with a concert here in Colchester at the Ellie Long Music Center. We'll do that piece. We'll do Mussorgsky's Pictures at an exhibition. And we'll be featuring a cellist, Christine Lamprea, who's the most recent winner of the Sphinx competition. Really fine cellist playing the Haydn D major concerto. And this is all with the Youth Orchestra of San Antonio, my top group from Texas.
Well, that's terrific. That will be on June 22nd, did you say?
Yep, that's a free matinee concert on June 22nd, and I bet people will be hearing more about that as we get closer.
Yeah, we'll let people know about that. I assume that's in conjunction with the Vermont Youth Orchestra, so the information will be on their website, I hope.
We'll see. I don't know. But they're certainly being very generous about hosting the event and letting us into the hall. Which, you know, for me is a real thrill that hall was a big part of my time here. And to get the chance to bring other musicians in and perform there is a great honor.
It's 28 past 11 on this Friday morning. I'm Walter Parker, and I'm speaking with past and present directors of the Vermont Youth Orchestra, Troy Peters, and current director Jeffrey DeMoto, and about this weekend's 50th anniversary celebration of the Vermont Youth Orchestra Association and its many constituent bodies and organizations that provide musical opportunities to kids as young as second grade, you said, Jeff?
Yes, that's correct.
That's wonderful. Now, did we figure out what the title for Tim Wu's new piece is?
Yes, it's A Daily Presence, and that refers specifically to this daily presence of the musical experience in the lives of the students who pass through the organization.
And that's for chorus and orchestra, and will receive its world premiere Sunday afternoon on the program that begins at 3 o'clock at the Flynn Center in Burlington with Beethoven's Ninth Symphony and also Finlandia, performed by an orchestra of VYO alumni directed by Troy Peters. And you can find out more about that at vyo.org. Well, the first 50 years of the Vermont Youth Orchestra Association are almost by the book. What's in store for the next 50, Jeff?
Well, we've been working a lot in the past few years to develop a more detailed and curriculum for both individual development and the development through the ensembles. I think we, as an organization, play an outsized role in music education and musical life here, unlike any other youth orchestra in the country. So we want to use the resources we have to really help music education be stronger everywhere in the region. And
so that means working with schools?
Working with schools, working with private teachers. We recently began an after-school string program at JFK Elementary in Winooski. We're also doing some work at the Integrated Arts Academy in Burlington. And so we're trying to find a way to serve students coming from families of new Americans, you know, just families who previously haven't been a part of the organization.
Well, good luck with all the activities of the Vermont Youth Orchestra Association. Again, you can find out all the details about those events, everything we've talked about at vyo.org, the website. And there is a commemorative concert recreating the very first concert of the Vermont Youth Orchestra Association tonight at 7 o'clock at Lyman C. Hunt Middle School in Burlington with various ensembles from the Youth Orchestra Association, and the gala concert Sunday afternoon at 3 at the Flynn Center in Burlington, vyo.org. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Good luck with your activities. We'll look forward to seeing you again, Troy, in June with your orchestra. Your current orchestra.
Thank you, Walter. It's such a thrill to be back.
Well, we don't have Beethoven's Ninth, which will be on the program Sunday, performed by the Youth Orchestra, but we do have the Choral Fantasy, which in some ways was a sketch for the Ninth Symphony by Beethoven. And we're going to hear this performance from 2010. I believe it was at the Ellie Long Music Center at St. Michael's College with the Youth Orchestra and Vermont Youth Concert Chorale, directed by Jeffrey Bittner. The pianist Annemieke Spolstra. We'll pick it up from the horn calls.